Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, how we doing?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm good, a little bit tired, but I put on a nice green roll neck today to make myself feel better. So, nice. You know, living large.
Excellent, that's what we like to hear, a bit of fashion getting you through. What are we talking about this morning for TV?
So we're talking about the newest Ryan Murphy venture, because as we know, he's been behind some of the greatest and some of the worst TV shows in our life. It's called Hollywood, it's on Netflix, and basically it's set in 1940s Hollywood, and using some real characters and some non-real characters to tell a fictional story about a 1940s Hollywood where black and gay creators kind of step out of the shadows and start to reclaim Hollywood, which is obviously... under a lot of laws that prevented any movies to depict anything that was deemed obscene by the censor board. So that was homosexual conduct, any black leading roles that weren't like in subservient roles, a very time rife with lots of really outdated laws by our perspective and quite wrong laws.
So first of all, for people who don't know what Ryan Murphy's previously done, do you want to just give us a quick fill-in in case someone's scratching their head?
So he was behind Nip Tuck, Glee, American Horror Story, Scream Queens, the American Crime Story, which is the murder of Donatella Versace, and the O.J. Simpson case. Lots of great stuff and lots of bad stuff. Lots of stuff that was like groundbreaking when it first started and then kind of peters out to be non-groundbreaking by the end of it.
I didn't realise that's who he was.
So he's yeah, kind of like the king of campy TV as well. Like great, sort of almost like showbiz is his sort of like middle name a little bit. So I'm kind of interested that he's tackling Hollywood. It seems to be very on brand for him. But what I'm curious about, Sam, is when you say it's all of these black and gay filmmakers and actors stepping out of the shadows, is this historically accurate or is this where the fictionalization comes in?
So this is the fictionalization. So one of the main characters is Rock Hudson, who in real life was a gay actor who then died of AIDS complications in the 1980s, but was very famous during the 1940s and a very handsome actor. And he's played by an actor called Jake Picking, who does a really good job. And then there's also a casting director called Henry Wilson, who was Rock Hudson's manager, who was known for lots of really despicable mind games with his clientele, and he was also gay, and he was a very despicable gay man. And like, there was a story that's like a true story that isn't shown in the show, but Henry Wilson would turn on his sprinklers whenever he had a client come to his house to visit him, and then like help them out of their clothes and make them perform lewd acts on them. So lots of gross underground stuff like that. But then there's also supporting cast. There is an actress, let me pull her up, Laura Harrier, who plays Camille. She is a female black actress who wants to be a star and is fighting for her chance to be a leading lady in Hollywood and one of the first black leading ladies. And then there's Jeremy Pope, who he's a writer in the show who wants to be a black screenwriter and hasn't seen anyone else like him write screenplays. And it's about them kind of trying to, I don't want to give any spoilers away about how they do what they do, but they're all very, they all come together in unusual circumstances to basically kind of overthrow the old Hollywood norms and, you know, bring down the very white senior Hollywood that was happening at the time. And it starts off in a really funny way where the main characters, they end up working at a semi-brothel to pay their bills. And that's kind of how they all meet and how this all takes off.
Okay, so so that is the, I guess, like the fictional start point. What I'm kind of confused about is how much is, these are historical characters, and then how much is, these are historical characters that Ryan Murphy's, you know, playing with the actual history of a little bit. How do you follow that in the show? Do you kind of need to know anything about the actors in their real world context, or can you just kind of like roll along with the narrative as it plays out on the TV?
So the only real actors that I mentioned are Rock Hudson and the Henry Wilson character. Everyone else is fictionalized, because as we know, or as I'm presuming some people know, in Hollywood in the 1940s, there wasn't any black actors being given leading roles, and there wasn't any black writers left in writing rooms. So it's kind of, it's it is this fictionalized story about what could have been, and kind of tackling issues that are prevalent in our society today, but using the 1940s as like a setting, and then using some real life characters to offset that as well.
Got you.
So yeah,
that sounds quite interesting.
It is, and I never had much of an interest in the 1940s old Hollywood before, but now watching the show, I've kind of gone back and read more about Rock Hudson and Henry Wilson and kind of the open, gay, secret lives of lots of celebrities in the 1940s. Like, everyone in Hollywood knew, but it was never discussed, and it couldn't be discussed because that would cause movies to be censored and picketed by the KKK and all of that kind of stuff. But it's one of those things where Ryan Murphy does this. He has a habit with his TV shows of choosing important issues to talk about and then putting it like Vaseline on the lens and kind of just being like, oh yeah, like I've talked about it, so that means this is a poignant version of this discussion.
Right.
Really, it's just this kind of Ryan Murphy sheen and camp, and it kind of just rolls through story beats without giving you enough time to actually understand and kind of delve into the issues, you know?
So do you reckon that Hollywood does this as well?
What was that?
Do you think that Hollywood, this show, is that kind of putting the Ryan Murphy Vaseline on it, or does it dig a bit deeper?
It tries to dig deeper, and there are some really nice scenes, but at the same time, you're kind of left wanting a lot more from the show.
Right.
Like, there's so many great characters, and there's so many great storylines that kind of just happen. Like, they don't get their time to breathe.
Yeah.
Like, there's a huge ensemble cast. There's probably like 20 actors in the show that all have like quite interesting and dynamic storylines, but then you know they're main characters, the main characters get their endings, and these characters also get endings, but there's no fun exploration of that. Whereas it's also a 70 episode TV show, and I feel like any other director or any like really talented show creator and director who saw this story would be like, let's give it 15 episodes and really delve into every little plot beat and not just rush through it in 7 episodes.
Or maybe have half the characters and do the same thing in 7 episodes. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it sounds really interesting. And I am kind of curious because Ryan Murphy is a little bit of a machine. He does pump out a lot of TV, and it hits the popularity mark pretty hard. So I'll be really curious to give this one a watch and see what it's like. I also think, reimaginings of history can be really interesting. Sounds like this one maybe doesn't quite do it justice, but I'm still very curious to see it. Would you recommend people do go and check this one out, Sam?
I think go for a watch. I feel like old Hollywood is something that's like very, very, very interesting to me now that I've watched this, and I'm reading more about it and like want to watch documentaries about it. So it could be a good jumping off point into seeing like what could have been. And obviously it is this kind of heartlifting, heartwarming story to see people like fighting against outdated laws of censorship and outdated ideals of like 1940s middle America, you know, now living in 2020.
That sounds pretty good then. Where can people watch this?
It's on Netflix, you know, where all of this kind of stuff would be.
Easy peasy. Well, thank you very much for that, Sam. Hollywood on Netflix. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Yeah. See you later.
View
Master. Only on 95BFM.